What's your degree of pain right now, would you say?
I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and talk about it. I mean, I hurt my leg. I tried to come back out and, you know, wasn't able to go. We'll see what happens in the future.
Kind of gets got off to a great start, a couple of bombs to Brandon. Everything looked to be going pretty well.
Got off to a fast start like we wanted to do, and I thought we played some good ball in the first half, and just unfortunately, you know, wasn't able to carry it through for 60 minutes.
Did they make adjustments that
we'll have to go back and look, but, you know, teams make adjustments. You've got to make adjustments and continue to have success.
Was their defense better than you thought it was going to be?
Well, we knew they had a good defense. I mean, they're the sixth-rated defense in the league for a reason. They've had a lot of good players on there, and we knew we were going to have to work it out for us.
Your thoughts on how Sims handled the situation?
I thought he played well. You know, it's tough to come in, and obviously hasn't had a ton of reps, you know, for the last few weeks. So I thought he came in and played his hardest.
After three straight losses, does confidence become an issue at all or
not? Really, no. I mean, just, I mean, we're a confident group. It's just, you know, we haven't felt a win now for counting the bye week for a month. So, you know, it's we just got to rally the troops, stay together. We've got a great locker room. We've got great coaches, and we got great players. So we just need to rally the troops a little bit and just do whatever it takes to get a win this week.
What's been the biggest difference you've seen in these last three games as opposed to, you know, the first six?
Well, we haven't played 60 minutes, whether that means start coming out and starting off slow or we're not coming out in the second half and playing. We haven't played a full 60 minutes as a team, and it's tough to win this league when you don't do that.
Kyle, how frustrating is this for you personally? Because last year, I mean, it's about the same time of year, you had a medical injury. How frustrating is this?
Well, just, you know, it's a tough sport and it happens. You got to try to play through it. I was hoping to be able to come back out, and I just wasn't able to, you know. So hopefully be ready to go next week.
Time for a few more guys.
We talked a week about hitting the big plays, and obviously you guys were able to do that. What did you guys see with their defense and maybe with Brandon and how that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, they've given up a few big plays. First of all, they were a great red zone defense. I think they've only I don't know if they've given up a touchdown in the red zone, maybe one all year. So we knew we wanted to maybe hopefully score, you know, before we got into the red zone and stayed all those situations. But Rand Marshall's a special player, and our offensive line gave me a lot of time to be able to push the ball down the field, and we hit a couple of them.
How did it work with the new, obviously, kind of reorganized offensive line? How do you feel that group?
I thought they played well, you know, and we had spurts where we ran the ball very well, and they gave us plenty of time to push the ball down the field, so they played well.